Station Jack 92 for Time Line questions.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. I have a SSC7 logout this morning. I presume that means log out and stay logged out. That's a high-use SSC, hoping to pump that until the end of the day. Would that work for you?
We are checking.
Okay, and second question. I also have an SSC reconfigured later today to move 4, 7, and 12 closer to the RWS for EVA ops. Is that a prep for SCANT next week? Those SSCs are going to stay there for the next whole week, or is that just for tomorrow?
Copy, and yeah, you're talking about that activity at 1445, right? We will look into that as well.
Okay, and the intent of the question there is that not sure we need all those SSCs centralized for tomorrow. Obviously, we'll need that for SCANT. So if we're going to move them today, just want to think about the fact that we'd only want to move them once and leave them there for the week, or just kick that down the road and do it before SCANT next week.
Okay, we copy that your preference is to only move them once and possibly move them closer to when the SCANT EVA is, if they're just needed for SCANT EVA.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Sure. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack with answers at your convenience.
With you on the deuce.
On the deuce. All right. So first off, for the SSC7 logout activity, we are good if you want to move that to perform right after your midday meal to minimize the unavailability of SSC7.
Right, SSC7 logout right after midday meal, and presumably that makes it no touch from that point on?
Concur. And then for the SSC EVA relocate, we expect that the SSC moves will stay in place from today through the SCANT EVA based upon our timeline examination. This SSC configuration is what we've done for previous ModKit EVAs, and it's meant to provide you with video of the EV crew for situational awareness.
Okay, cool. I will execute that for timeline. Thanks for the additional information.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Appreciate you running those down. Station checks on cue with a question about doing a step early in equipment lock prep step procedure 1.305.
With you.
I'm just knocking out some organization here early in the day, and I'm hoping that you guys are willing to do step 48 of procedure 1.305 with me to verify the palm readings. And if not, I'm happy to repeat them again later today.
We are good to take those readings now with the understanding that if we do need to do it again later today, we can ask. But let's go ahead and do it now.
Okay, yeah, that totally makes sense to me. And Tom, serial number 1002, is currently reading 20.0, and Tom 1005 is reading 20.1.
Okay, we copied the reading for 1005. We did not quite copy your reading for POM 1002. Please repeat.
Absolutely. POM 1002, currently reading 20.0. That's 20 Eden for the OT percentage.
Okay, we copy both.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and E4D.
Sophie's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, we'd like your go to come on board with privatized video in Columbus on VCO2 for your E4D activity.
Please, you are welcome to come on board. And I was, I'm in Columbus right now. I was wondering how, which camera you want me to prepare and which type of view, which is the big picture and everything.
Hey, Sophie, we will be using VCA2 today, and for field of view, your exercise specialist is waiting on Space to Ground 3, so as for your convenience, you can tag up with him to get his go for the field of view. And one more for you, Sophie, we'll be using the camcorder.
Houston Station Jackson 2 with a airlock question.
Go ahead, Jack.
In fact, I presume EVA is not on console yet, so just give you this question until we get it later in Procedure 1.305, the equipment lock prep, Step 42. I'm setting up the pre-read masks and the PHA elbows and the relief valve assemblies are not located inside the pre-read mask kits. Line 25 through 27 of the stow note. I think they're in a Ziploc bag labeled Prime PHA gear coming out of a half CTD serial number 1230. That's in the forward one closeout. I'm not comfortable making the connections until you guys, until you detail that that's actually the ones that they want me to use.
Okay, copy, Jack. Yeah, we agree not to make any connections until EVA is in. Good news is that EVA, we expect them to be in at 1000 GMT, so in a little over an hour.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Sure. We'll pass them your question when they get in.
Okay. Okay, so log out and close this software and done. And if I enter at another time of the day, and if I enter Columbus and I see the software is open, so it's okay. I leave it open. Sorry, wrong channel. Send Sophie on two for a hypervisor question.
Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning. So, yeah, quick question about the activity that I have right after midday meal for the hypervisor backup swap. So based on the experience that we had yesterday, we needed at least 15 minutes of charging before we could do anything with this new hypervisor. So now on the timeline, it's written just 5 minutes. It won't work because we will need 15 minutes. So I was just going to ask you, do you want me to start early so that we start the actual step 5 of the procedure on time, or like what's the plan? My suggestion would be that I start early the charging process so that when Pluto is on console, then or whoever needs to be here is on console, then we can actually start the step 5, which was yesterday also problematic because we had some unexpected behaviors.
Sophie, thanks for looking ahead, and we agree with your recommendation.
Okay, and just a question as well before starting this, because the procedure says swapping, so the one that I deployed yesterday, I understand. So does it mean that the job is finished on, because it's still the same blue screen on this one, on the one I deployed yesterday?
Good question, Sophie. We are going to have to look into that and let you know if that is done. I think, though, you could probably start into some of this activity, though, before the actual swap, right?
Not sure. Let us reschedule this when the right person is on console. I see that the handover is going to be finished before the start of my midday meal. And then my suggestion is that I'm going to start this and so that the person is on console to answer all the questions.
Okay, Sophie, that's great. We will tell the oncoming team to give you a call before the start of midday meal, and we'll pass the question that you have to them in terms of if the job is finished from the one you did yesterday.
Thank you. Question from Sophie again, but this time for a Brian processor bladder change out.
Go ahead.
Just a question. I'm about to start the procedure for Brian processor change out activity on the Jessica's timeline. But in order to be sure that it's finished on time, I wanted to start kind of now. Would that be okay for you? And in that case, would you give me a go in step 2, decimal 1?
Checking. Hey, Sophie, there's a cool-down period associated with that activity. So we anticipate being ready for it in 10 minutes at 10 35 GMT. If you don't mind giving us a call back then we can give you a confirmation that safing's good.
Okay, great. 10:35 for the start. That will work. Thank you. I'll give you a call back.
Talk to you then.
Kristen from Sophie Ellen 2 for Line Processor.
Sophie, you are go in step 2.1. Safing is in place.
Great news. Thank you very much for the flexibility. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Go. Starting from Sophie for step 2.15.1.
Go ahead.
Looking for your go in step 2.15.1.
Checking. And Sophie, I confirm in 2.15.1, safety is in place. Go to continue.
Happy go. Thanks. Seven from Sophie, that's the first activity complete. The bladder QD is mated.
We copy, Sophie.
Question from Sophie, can you confirm in step 2.4 of the recycle chain drain with UPA fill drain valve, the step 2.4 is complete?
2.4 complete, go to continue.
Okay, go to continue.
Station Munich on Spacogram 2 for a kneel and relax bar.
Kneel on 2.
Hi, Anil. We saw your crew note about the battery percentage on the Relax Pro watch. And we had a couple of questions for you. So firstly, we wanted to know, was a reset performed after your last activity with the watch?
Yes.
Okay. Copy. And also, so we're trying to put our heads together on how the battery became so low. We were wondering, did you happen to retrieve it at 100% from the charger, or was there anything out of the ordinary that happened with it?
Nothing out of the ordinary, and I don't remember why. I don't actually remember the pre-charge state. I don't think I noted that down. But nothing out of the ordinary happened. And the good news is I think I completed the full segment, I would imagine, of wearing it.
Okay, copy, Anil, and thanks for the information. Yeah, we copy. We'd like to ask if you could please check that the battery level is at 100% when you move it from the charge.
Will do. I put it on the charger, so it's currently charging in the blue box on the multi-port in Columbus, and I'll only take it off when it's 100%, make sure it's powered down, and then store it.
Copy, Nils. That sounds like a plan. Great. Thanks for your support, and we'll be standing by to support you.
Awesome. Thanks for checking in.
And Sophie on 2.
With you.
Step 2.14, the UPA is configured for recycle tank drain, and the UPA fill drain valve is in drain position. You are go to proceed with commanded drain.
Thanks, Sophie. We will proceed.
Okay. And complimentary information, all serial numbers and barcodes were reported in the crew note of the previous activity. Let me know if you have everything.
Thanks, Sophie. We see your crew note. Station Houston on Cisco Ground 2 about MCCM status at your convenience.
Please, with you on 2, go ahead.
Hey, Sophie, just wanted to make you aware of a situation in MCC Moscow. There was a fire impacting a support building. MCCM currently has voice with crew, commanding, and telemetry. If MCCM does need to evacuate, they would transfer to another building to retain operations. While MCCM would transfer, MSG in Houston would have voice with the Russian crew, and the Russian crew would be primary for any commanding. We're not at that point yet, but we just wanted to make you aware of what's going on.
Oh, okay. Wow. So wishing them all the best for this tricky day. And, thanks for letting us know.
Yep, Sophie, and we've been in touch with our HSG counterparts in Moscow, and we are working on forward plans.
Yeah, let us know if you can help with anything, I guess, relaying messages or whatever, offloading the situation. although I doubt we can do many things, but we're here for you.
Thanks much for the offer. We'll let you know.
Station in Huntsville on Safety Ground 2 for Stokey. No response required. This is your friendly 5-minute reminder for the upcoming ham pass with a rise time of 11:37.
Huntsville from Sophie. You're awesome. Thanks for the reminder. Huntsville from Sophie and 2 for Hammers. Where'd you?
Sophie, Huntsville's with you on 2.
Power down of the Columbus ham radio is down, and I'm going to fly over to the SM to do the same in the SM.
Copy all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Houston Station, Jack's on the deuce for RJ timing.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, just planning out my day here and hoping you guys will give me a call when I can do the pink activities on my timeline or if you think that those are all going to go on time.
Copy, checking. And Jack, for your next pink activity for regen recycle tank fill, you can perform that at any time you are go in step 3.1.2. So pink activities could go earlier, but there's some flexibility.
Okay, I'm going to take advantage of that, and I will do the regen recycle tank fill now. I'm going step 3.1.2, and then as the opportunity presents throughout the day when you're ready for the next ones, just give me a holler, and I will get them done.
Okay, and before you dash off to doing that, I did want to actually ask about where you are in equipment lock prep part 2, and we see you dashing. That's so great. We have EVA in the house. Our understanding is that you are planning on working steps 40 and beyond. Has that been your strategy? And if yes, what steps have you completed? Don't run away yet.
Be right back. I'm going to grab my note, and I'll be right back to you.
Copy. We'll stand by for your note.
Sensation Jackson 2, if you're ready to copy, I'll let you know what I did.
EVA's listening.
Awesome. I indeed worked through steps 40 through 46 with the following exceptions. 40 through 45 is the PHA config, and so I'm waiting to hear from you guys on the correct 90-degree angle and relief vent, where I'm supposed to get those from. In step 52, wasn't clear for me in the stow note which one of those MEDOX canisters is for EV1, which one is for EV2, so that's an outstanding question. Also, the following steps are going to be done by EV in their block later today. Step 50, step 51, step 54.5, step 54.6, step 55.2, step 55.8, step 55.9, step 55.14, and also I have a question about the CDM, the carbon dioxide monitors, when you're ready.
Okay, we copied all, Jack, but your comm did get a little quiet there. And we're ready for your question.
Okay, if you're happy, there's a lot of numbers there. I can just put it into a crew note, which ones are open for EV to do, and then I can just ask you the questions that I have.
We like your idea of a crew note. That was a lot of numbers.
Okay. So my questions are for the PHA. Can you verify in step 42 where I'm getting the PHA elbow and the relief valve assemblies from?
Yes, and I can. That was a question I think you asked us a couple hours ago. So you were correct. We are expecting it in the half CTB serial number 1230. And specifically, you can reference line items 36 and 37 in the stow show, if that helps.
36 and 37 are related to the DENS treatment adapter, it looks like, not the 90-degree angle and the relief valve assembly for the PHA, but I am happy that that Ziploc bag containing those things is indeed in the half CTD 1230.
Yep, Jack, you got it. So yeah, the Ziploc bag that you found in that half CTD is the Ziploc bag you were looking for.
Okay, awesome. And I'm probably ahead of the game. I'm sure that this might be in the stow note for tomorrow. out the Medox canisters in step 52. And the still note for today just says they're for the EVA. It doesn't specify whether they're for EVA 1 or EVA 2. And it'd be useful for us to put that, write that down on the CAPCOM tape or next to them to make sure that we're all set for tomorrow. So if you could tell me for Medox 1033 and 1034, which one is going to EVA 1 and which one's going to EVA 2.
And Jack, 1033 is for EV 1. 1034 is for EV 2. And then 12 and 18 are for the CO2 receptacle in the wall.
Okay, perfect. Next question, the carbon dioxide monitor. So we just have a single carbon dioxide monitor that's in the airlock now. Well, last time we tried to, the planned position for it is, looks like it's on the port aft wall, right next to the MCA sensor reading thing. That is where there's a lot of movement in that position as we've done LTAs. I'm hoping to move it to the backside of the aft ETA, which is actually only 3 or 4 inches away from where it's currently located, but if I can move it to the back of the ETA and tape it in position or Velcro in position, that will be out of the way and we won't bump it and lose it like we did last time. Is that going to be acceptable for the team?
Checking. Thanks, Jack, for waiting while we discuss briefly. We agree with your plan to move the carbon dioxide monitor, as you proposed, behind the aft ETA.
Awesome. I appreciate that. And I think my last note, actually, I guess I have two more. There's a pump module, large EVA bag that has pump module, contingency pump module EVA stuff inside of it. And that's normally been in the overhead, and it's currently, I've moved it out of the airlock and put it on node 2, deck 2, out of the way, just to clean up the airlock a little bit. I don't think that's going to affect anything, but I just wanted to double check with you guys that we don't need anything inside that bag, and you guys are happy with it, temp stowed out of the airlock for the next day.
Thanks for letting us know that move. We're good with that config, and we'll update our tracking. Thanks.
All right, and then I'm still standing by to hear from you guys if you want to redo the POM test that we did this morning. We kind of left that open a couple hours ago, and I'm happy to redo it if you want me to, but I still have it open on my checklist to make sure that you guys are happy with that.
And Jack, thanks for holding that open on your checklist. Yes, we will need you to redo the POM reading. We will have you do it per the timeline equipment lock prep part 2 activity, and that's because we need to have the MCA be active, and that's something that we'll do from the ground, and we'll do that around that same time. So you'll be doing those POM readings again towards the end of the day before EVA PROC conference.
Great. Awesome. That sounds good. We'll plan on that.
Thanks for the quick tag, and happy EVA Eve dance.
Thanks. Hopefully you guys are doing your own EVA dance down there.
We are.
Houston Station, Jack, Sama Deuce, for Recycle Tank Train.
With you on the deuce.
In step 5.8, the Brine Supply Line QD is demated from the bladder QD. The UPA fill drain valve is in fill, and the UPA fill drain valve compressor port cap has been disconnected.
Good config. Thanks for the report.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and your hypervisor activity at your convenience.
Houston from Sophie. Stand by, please. I'm just finishing this whole config, and I'll call you back when I have a minute. Houston, Sophie on 2. I'm ready to copy for the hypervisors.
Hi, Sophie. I would like to pass to you that you can plug in early if you would like for your 14:30 Hypervisor 1 backup early event. And then yesterday's config is complete. Just want to pass that along with you so you can swap to the new one.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I copy that I can plug the new one, and yesterday's config is complete, so I can unplug it or do whatever the procedure will tell me. I'll check this right now, and I'll finish. I still have a few cable bags for the tool audit, but I'll go plug the computer first.
Okay, copy all. There's no rush.
From Sophie for EVA tool audit.
Houston's with you on 2, Sophie.
The EVA tool audit is complete, and the videos are currently in the process of being downlinked on SFC1313, and the pictures are downlinked already on SFC1616.
Okay, we copy all SFC13 and SFC16. Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen from Sophie on 2 for hypervisors.
With you on 2 for hypervisor.
Am I good to try the procedure step 5, and I need your go on 5.1?
All right, you are go in step 5.1.
Copy, go. And from Sophie, it's the same system as yesterday. On step 5.2, the message that I read is not entering setup menu, but entering network menu. And I can press enter, use the same thing that you told me to do yesterday.
Okay, copy, Sophie. You can do the same thing as you did yesterday.
Yeah. It's from Sophie on step 5.5. I have the same screen as I had yesterday, which says, as a title, select load image server. So I guess it leads us to step 5.6, and you are go to load the hypervisor server.
Okay, Sophie, thanks. We see it. We're going to step into our ground activity. Thanks.
You're welcome. And as we mentioned yesterday, I will leave the lid open and brief the crew about it.
Houston copies.
And station Jack's on the booth for comment question.
Houston's with you on 2.
Actually, 2 questions for you. One for our Blue Box event. I don't think there's a location on there. We're going to be on the GEM, in the GEM, and GEM Camp 1, if that will work for you.
That works for us, Jack.
Awesome. And then for my FFC relocate activity in a little bit, I think I've got 4, 7, and 12 listed to move to the RWS. And 19 is right here as well. Any chance I can just leave 19 here instead of moving 12 here?
All right, Jack, got an answer for you. We just need you to have 3 SSCs there, so if 19 works, that works for us as well. Just let us know which numbers end up being there at the end. And then second thing for you, the MCA is in rapid sample now, so you can go back to palm readings whenever you want to do that.
I will let you know what 3 SSCs are identified at RWS, and I will also give you guys a holler when I'm ready to do the palm readings again. Thanks. Houston, airlock 2, for step 48.6 to verify the palm readings against the MCA.
Houston is ready for step 48.6.
All right, palm serial number 1002 is reading 20.0. And palm serial number 1005 is reading 20.0.
Okay, we copy all, Jack. We're going to compare those numbers down here, but that's all we needed from you.
That makes me feel useful. Thanks, Jess. You stand station, Jack. Palm 2 interrogative. Are we on station ground or the wireless mic for this Blue Box event?
Okay, yeah, Jack, we'll be on space to ground for this.
We saw the note about the METV. Our VC is spinning right now. It doesn't seem to want to load up. We'll do our best to see if we can get it to come up.
Yeah, copy all, Jack. We have intermittent KU right now on TDRS. So we should be back and switching satellites at 14:58. So it might work a little bit better. The VIP will be here on console with me. And they're running a little bit late. So they'll be more closer to 1500 now.
Hey, thanks.
Station Houston on 2. We got KU back and good video. You guys looking great. We'll let you know when he's here on console. And Station Houston, we're still waiting here, but want to make sure we're configured correctly. It sounds like you guys may be logged into BMETV. We're not able to support it on BMETV right now. We need you to log into the Teams link in the flight note. Correction, in the execution note. Okay. Station Houston on 2, our VIP is still running a little bit late, and we're about inside 5 minutes to a KU LOS, so we're going to try to push this till we get KU back at 10:30, if that works for you guys. and we can jump in the middle of that rest of your EVA equipment prep time. Let us know if you have thoughts otherwise.
And we're happy to take a pause on our current efforts, and it kind of depends on where we are on equipment lock. We'll definitely give you at least one or two people, depending on how far along on the steps we are for equipment lock prep.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, any number of crew between 1 and 4 is acceptable for us. We were also trying to do some front flips and back flips down here, but it wasn't working out as good.
Okay, great. Thanks for your feedback. Another question from kind of anticipating the changes in timeline and the need for the hack advisor to charge beforehand. Do you want me to go ahead and start the swapping sequence now? Or do you need some just for charging, or do you want me to wait until later?
And we copy all, Sophie. About the hypervisor, we were doing some extra troubleshooting down here, so we're not ready for that swap yet. So if you could just stand by, we'll get you some words after the LOS of what screen to look for when you can continue.
Okay, standing by. Thanks.
Houston, station 2, check for you to change off for go, so we got 1.
Station Houston on 2, Jack, you do not have a go for Yetive changeout yet. You need to still hold.
Copy, I'm standing by.
Station Houston on 2 for the VIP event and any available crew. We have Colonel Davis here at the console.
Houston Station copies on our way down to the gym, thanks. Houston Station radio check.
All right. Hello, Jack and Sophie. We are honored to have Colonel Paris Davis with us in Mission Control today. He is a Medal of Honor recipient for the Vietnam War. Hopefully, you are able to get some views of him as we talk to him as well on the Teams call. I will pass the mic over to him and give you a chance to speak to him directly. So here's Colonel Davis.
Hey, guys. How we doing? How we doing?
Hey, sir. It's really good to hear from you. We're really excited to get the opportunity to bring you on board the International Space Station today.
Well, I tell you, all of America is really very, very indebted to you for all the good things you do for us. And I know, for one, I appreciate it. And I just can't think of another, I can think, but the whole thing is that if we didn't have people like you, we wouldn't have America that we know. And so thank you very much for all you do for all of us. And keep doing what you're doing, because I'm paying you. And I want you to, hey, don't stop. You're my kind of people, and thank you very much. And God bless you. Okay?
All right, sir. Those are incredibly kind words, and we appreciate it. We'll do our best to do the right by you and the other taxpayers out there. I just want to share a story from me when I was getting ready to commission as an officer in the Navy. And I remember one of the things that we did every day was before we went to bed, we'd read one of the Medal of Honor citations, just like yours. And every day they were incredibly inspirational to me and my fellow colleagues as we were getting ready to commission. And you just hear these stories of these incredibly selfless leadership of putting the team before yourself. In just the most incredible circumstances, always thinking about the team, always thinking about how to do the mission. And those stories inspired me as I was growing up and in my early career as an officer on how to be a better officer and how to be a better man and a better woman from all of us. So we really appreciate the actions you took that day. We appreciate the actions of your entire career. And it's just a real honor to spend a couple minutes chatting with you here today from low Earth orbit.
Well, I tell you, I can remember every morning going into the war. I used to say, if I should die, remember only this is me, this some corner of the country is a part of America. And don't ever forget that this is America like you're American. And if you weren't here, I don't know what the hell we would be doing. Maybe eating ice cream or something. But having said that, God bless you for all the things you do, because we don't know what they are, but they work. And that's the big thing. And thank you again for just being here, doing right, and being Americans. You just make it so much easier for us to smile and have a good time with you. And thank you very much for being there.
Absolutely, sir. We're proud to serve our country as well and represent America and all humanity up here as we explore the cosmos. And again, thanks for your kind words, and I really hope you're enjoying your visit to NASA Johnson Space Center.
I have a tin cup right there by the door. Just drop a couple of dimes and we leave. Okay? That works for both of us. Thank you very much for all you do. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. And I must add to those words that Jack said that I'm very impressed with your courage. I read everything like that I could read about how you earned this Medal of Honor. I'm very impressed having served at war times and having been under fire myself. I can say how much it requires courage to lead teams in such hostile environments. And it also creates a ton of bondings with the teams you're working and I must say I'm very impressed with everything you did. So thank you for your example.
I tell you, I can't say enough things about all the things that you do. One of the things we always did when we're getting ready to go out on a mission, we used to always say, okay, let's go kick some ass and get this thing done. And that's what we would do. And thank God that you're here to back us up. And because if you weren't here, I don't know where the hell we would be. But don't forget that tin cup right by the door. Thank you very much for being here. And thank you for all the things that you do. All of America smiles when they know about you and really get in a sort of some kind of rut when you aren't there. But you are here. We're doing everything for America. And we couldn't ask you to do anything more. And thank you again, and America thanks you right now for all you do. Please stay well, and thank you again.
Thank you, Jack and Sophie. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, Houston. Thanks for the opportunity, and we appreciate it. You guys are our team down there as well, and so we appreciate you taking care of us, just like the Colonel took care of his men. All right, we're back to our normally planned schedule, and thanks very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Yetive changeout. You have a go now in step 3.41.
Go in 3.1. Thanks, Jess.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and Hypervisor.
Sophie's looking on 2 for Hypervisors.
Hey, Sophie, you have a go for your follow-on hypervisor activity, assuming that you see a green successfully completed message at the bottom of the screen.
Okay, let me check and I'll get back to you. But yeah, if I see it, I have it a go. Thank you. Houston from Sophie, I do not see any green message.
Copy, Sophie. What are you seeing on the screen right now?
I still see the same blue screen with a red title, select load image server. And then first line is connected item, and then there's a whole bunch of lines saying no, all of them say no. So no connection to SSCNAS1, SSCNAS1, LES01, etc., etc. And at the bottom left of the screen, I just see the enter to continue, up down to choose item, spacebar to toggle status. And actually, it was exactly the same thing as I saw this morning when I did the first swap. Like, not this morning, just a couple hours ago.
Okay, copy all. Sophie, give us a second to talk about it down here.
Okay.
All right, Sophie, Pluto just told us, thanks for reading all that out, but you still have a go to complete your activity with that screen. Thanks.
Okay, go. And would you be, I just grabbed the lab cam too, would you be interested to see the screen or no worries, I just go.
Thanks for that, Sophie, but we don't need a view. It sounds like we know what that screen is, so you can just continue with the activity.
Happy, continue.
Houston Station, Jackson 2, Yetive, swap out, Yetive 1487 is installed in the offload area with the double green tape compressor hose connected to the Dr. Dog Linear.
All right, Jack, Houston copies all. That is a good config. You have a go in step 7 of your next activity as well.
What's step 7 of the next activity, thanks.
Houston from Sophie for Hypervisor.
Houston's with you, Sophie for Hypervisor.
Hypervisor 10:40:40 is right now charging. I did put a 15-minute timer, and I will do the same thing as before. Within 15 minutes, I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, Houston copies. Thanks.
And station Jackson 2 for recycle tank drain. The UPA fill drain valve is in process, and the UPA fill drain valve compressor port is connected to the compressor hose with the red tape.
All right, copy all, Jack. That's good to config. Thanks.
Houston, Dragon Freedom, comm check.
Houston has you loud and clear, Space Ground 2.
Houston, Station Dragon Freedom, comm check.
Jack, we have you loud and clear.
Houston, from Dragon, I think I can hear you coming through the ISS speakers. I'm not hearing you here in Dragon. I'm going to float down to Node 2 to check in. Houston, Station Jackson 2 and Node 2.
Hey, Jack, we had you loud and clear both times you called us in Dragon and now in Node 2. Kronos is taking a look to see if we're missing anything.
Okay, sounds good. I did not hear you out of the Dragon speakers at all. The PCS did power on, indicating 65% and charging. Am I good to shut that down while you guys troubleshoot the comp?
Hey, Firm Jack, you have a go to shut down the PCS. We saw it down here.
Okay.
This is Sophie on 2 for Hypervisors.
With you on 2, Sophie, for Hypervisor.
There's the select mode image server, the good image that appeared, so you are go to load the Hypervisor server.
Okay, that's in work. Thank you.
Welcome.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and DragonCom troubleshooting. We'd like you to go back at your convenience and give us another comp check. See you on your way.
Houston, Dragon Freedom, comp check.
Houston has you loud and clear.
Dragon also has you loud and clear on the Dragon speakers.
Great news. Thanks for the check.
Did that end up being a setting up here or setting down there that was in there, or what happened?
Yeah, Jack, we reset a card, so it was a ground config thing on our side. Nothing you did.
Node 6 0 1 7 7. Node 6 4 3 4 3 0. Transceive.
Station Houston on 2 for a quick tool config check at your convenience.
Panel 2.
Hey, Jessica. We have a question from the EVA team. The video is taking a little bit to downlink here, so if we can get the EVA torque wrench just verbally read down that you have it set at 60 foot-pounds, we can skip that tomorrow.
We can tell you that we did set that to 60 pounds, 6-0, 60 foot-pounds, and that was verified by both me and Anil, and that actually is in separate photos, so you should be able to pull down those pretty quickly on SSC 14.
Okay, we copy all. Thanks for the verification.
Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and a boot inspection request.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jessica, so we just caught something down here. We realized that Chris saw some damage on his boots at your last EVA, and then we missed scheduling your boot inspection. So we apologize for this, but if you can, we would like to get just a verbal confirmation, or you can go in and inspect your boots, that you don't see any concerns. We don't actually need any pictures. The EVA team has agreed we don't need photos unless you want to take photos. We just need to hear from you that you're not seeing any damage on your boots.
Okay, sure. I'll go take a look right now. I think that I did do that when Chris and I came back in, and that next day when we saw it on his, we did actually take a look at mine as well, but I don't think we ever verbalized that. So I'll go take one more look just to be sure, and I'll give you another call.
Okay, thank you so much.
Houston, I'll walk on 2 for boots.
Lithion 2 for boots.
These boots are made for spacewalking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk off. That was, Jack was also singing, but you probably couldn't hear him, so you didn't have the added effect. The boots are nominal, all good.
That's wonderful. Copy all nominal boots. Let's go for a spacewalk.
Let's go. Let's go to sleep for now. Thanks, Jeff.
Have a good night.